Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey, it's Seth from Clear Shots, and today you're listening to part three of episode 54.
Let's talk about it.
I got my backup shirt.
You did that last time too.
I've been doing it almost every episode because it gets way too fucking hot in here.
All right, so let's steam things up a bit.
I have the window. It's okay, mind you. Hang on. It's fucking February.
It's probably like 40
in New York.
It's like 40 degrees out, and that window was cranked.
We got cranked open,
and it's fucking hot in here still.
All right. Now let's talk about
the TV. Honestly, that TV.
It's that
is
thing's
so
a radiator.
Hot.
That
clear shots. Yeah, it's a radiation.
More like clear hots.
Clear hots. Yeah. But for real, we got marriage on the hotline
on the docket
on the dot. Let's dock this hotline of marriage. We think back from our parents' days, from our grandparents' days, and then we think back, and then we think forward to today's age and tomorrow's age. That's Jake's switching around. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Just did a 360 with a shirt.
Did you just change your
No, the shirt like shrinks every time I wear it.
So he has
like,
to
I'm gaining weight, so it doesn't fit that well.
So
you're supposed
anyways.
To do the other thing and lose weight, right?
Yeah, but I go out to lunch with Vinny all the time.
You're not supposed to get the appetite.
I don't work out like Vinny does.
So he can't. Yeah. Fat shaming here.
Yeah.
But
still the medium though.
He's still a medium.
That's good. I'm an XL.
XL. Okay.
But I only have a 17.5 inch.
I'm like borderline LXL. Like it's fucking weird. I can't like some and it's weird because different ones are different sizes, it seems like.
It's because my shoulders
you get an XL
that
feels like
an big.
L. You get an XL in something. Right.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Like
they need to figure that shit out, dude.
The dress shirts I wear,
they never will.
The shoulder and the neck are for like a double XL, but the rest of it is for an XL because I'm too broad.
When we eventually make shirts, I hope that they're actual sizes. Yeah.
Think of the American standard.
I remember when we ordered shirts for Ethernauts, we would buy a bunch of like
they
mediums.
Were that weird material though.
Yeah. So they would shrink.
Clingy. Stretchy?
They were the clingy, stretchy, like Hot Topic material.
Yeah.
Right.
I literally could only fit
the,
in my...
The white ones or
the
new
white
ones?
No.
The black ones.
Were they, like,
the DeMurgo
blend?
Ones. Okay. The DeMurgo ones were the ones that like I could only wear it for twice and I washed it and it was fucked.
Because the original Ethernauts shirt, I still have.
The white one.
But it's shredded because the graphic on the front did not hold up.
No.
And it was already a complex graphic, so like it looks like a mess. But the thing is, when you order shirts in bulk like that, you don't really know what size you're getting. And you also have to guess, like if you're going to say you're going to order 20 shirts or 40 shirts or whatever, you have to guess like who's going to buy it and what size they are. So you have to be like, hey, I need 8 mediums, like 4 larges.
Like realistically, you could get away with probably doing just all... Mediums
and
extra
larges. Yes, yeah, for sure.
But
girls, I mean, the thing is, like, sometimes girls like...
their own size.
For girls, I think it's difficult. Because...
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, especially, say, for, like, shorts
I mean,
or
if
pants.
It's a unisex t-shirt, it's like... It's
oh, yeah.
Just a t-shirt.
If you're talking about t-shirts, it's not a big deal, but...
That's
pants.
Why it's the best thing to do if you're going to merchandise. Like, just get unisex t-shirts. You know, or hats or something, you know.
Hats, you know, You get flex hat, anyone can fucking wear
it. We should do hats. Hats would be cool.
New
adjustable
era.
Hats.
New era.
Oh, hats would be so sick. Like, even if they were fitted. No, just do like a snapback. We'll do like a snapback hat.
And that'd be the best way to go.
With that.
I'd wear one.
We should do
that'd
one,
be fucking
one,
sick.
One with each color.
I wear a hat every day to work. I'd wear one.
Yeah, those would be so cool.
I'm attached to the red, personally.
I like that right there, the purple.
That's pink.
Well, it's a pinkish purple.
Like
a,
you know, it's like a fuchsia.
Or just that, or just the CS thing. Right. I kind of like it with
the dots.
I kind of like it with the words, though. Because otherwise they won't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, CS. That could be.
It looks like
but,
a
but I like that stage. Because.
Have that on the side, though.
But I like that. Oh, that'd be sick. I like it because it's like a baseball
or even,
team.
You know.
It looks like a baseball team logo.
Looks listen, like the Colorado State.
You know, you do the Rams. CS on the front, on the front brim.
Like that. Like no, that's what it would
do
be.
Do CS on the front brim. Then in small print on the back brim.
Clear shots.
Clearshots.com.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
That would be cool.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
I really still want to do the fuck. That's the logo.
That's the original. Like that's the original yeah. red and black.
But get a fuck Tom Hanks Bleach Ain't Shit t-shirt.
Yes, that'd be so cool.
You're pretty good for 26 t-shirt.
Yeah, man. You guys should, whoever's listening should donate us money so you can get a t-shirt.
Yeah,
we'll give you a free t-shirt if you donate.
We're free, free Venmo.
It's kind of expensive. Venmo. It's kind Venmo? Of expensive for t-shirts.
Oh, Venmo.
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 V-I-N.
V-E-N.
Venmo.
It's V-E-N.
No, I'm talking about my own Venmo. I'm gonna make hats. Venmo.
Venmo.
V-I-N-M-O. V-I-N-M-O.
It's a good
yeah, Venmo it.
And then you could have your own money exchanging app.
Right.
You could buy Bitcoin off of Venmo.
It's a rip off of Venmo.
You know what I got pissed off by?
Clearly a rip off of
Venmo.
Cash App. I bought fucking Bitcoin off Cash App.
There's, I like the Cash App.
There's no way to spend the Bitcoin you
no,
buy.
Listen.
You can buy and sell it, but you can't spend it.
You know what?
Yeah,
fucking
that's
disgust.
Fucking retarded.
I don't buy it, though.
I bought 30...
I just use the Cash App as a debit
but,
card.
No.
I
want it... Listen.
Use
listen,
it as
listen,
a debit
listen.
Card. Because have you used it? Do you get the debit card?
No.
Oh, get it.
I already uninstalled it.
The thing is, you can get it and use it as a this is not an advertisement, but yeah. You can use it as a debit card.
Debit card.
And you recharge it with your own debit or credit card, and you can, every time you use it at a coffee shop, any coffee shop,
any.
Like Dunkin' Donuts or anywhere
Tim Hortons,
that sends
Starbucks,
primarily coffee, you get a dollar off.
But here, let's take a...
Do you have it? Have you used Cash App?
I have.
It's really yeah. fucking cool. I use it only for Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. But let's go back in time to...
Back in time to marriage.
No. Yeah, think about, like, with the virtual fucking coin exchange bullshit going on.
Right.
If you invest...
Facebook even lets you sell or send money to people.
Right, if you invested back when that shit was big.
Bitcoin, yes.
When Bitcoin?
In Bitcoin, oh
when
my
Bitcoin
God.
First started, if yeah. you invested even, you know, say a couple grand into
you
it.
You would have had to sell before now, though.
That's well, that's what thing. I'm saying. But if, say, when it first started.
Well, actually, I guess if you sell now, you probably still make a bunch of money, right?
But yeah, that's the thing, man. If you invested and sold it.
But if it,
it
grows again.
But right? if you invested.
If it trends back up.
It's not a. It's still relatively new.
It's and it's still relevant. Well, it's it is kind of
it's
relatively
been around for
new.
Like 10 years.
Eh,
you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say the Nintendo Wii's relatively new.
No, but it's a different.
But for marketing and for like investing into it, still
Nintendo Wii is a different nature than
right. Bitcoin. If you invested
the virtual currency,
say you invested in Bitcoin 7 years ago, even just 7 or 6.
Yeah, you.
And you invested. Say you invested 5,000. You would be fucking...
Because it was cheaper back then to
right.
get the amount of
per
Bitcoin
per share,
have.
Right. You would be making so much off of that you would be set for life
sure.
now.
Yeah.
But no one knows that. That's why it's, you know, the marketplace, the stock
idea,
market is very fucking...
The idea is that it will eventually
right.
be... What you're basically doing is betting... That this is going to be the primary currency in the Americas.
And for a second, maybe people thought that, and that's why it boomed so much.
It's never
going to
top the
But US now top. It's going down again, it's where it's like, unless you invested in it, there's people invested during that time that are now millionaires.
Mm-hmm. There's because, always going to be a way to exchange cash, though. That's the thing.
But you got to think about
like,
that.
Like, because we yeah. have debit cards and we have credit cards, and you can virtually exchange currency already. But there's
right.
no, there's never going to be a physical Bitcoin.
Right.
It's not going to be a thing. So, like, I think the U.S. dollar is always going to be there. But Bitcoin is going to have a value because it's going to be similar to credit or debit. But what's crazy, though, now is, like, you have a credit card and you spend X amount of money and you don't recognize how much you're spending because you don't have a physical, like, a tangible feeling of how much you're spending. Right. When you spend cash, you're like, hey, I'm pulling a $20 bill out of my wallet. I'm spending 20 and then a 5. I'm spending $26.
See, that's
$25.
That's why.
How did you fuck that
I
up?
Was trying to do change. No. I was trying to. Listen, I was trying to say, like, if it...
That's where I run into problems, is I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, instead, like, because you have a tangible feel of how much you're spending.
Right.
Where you have a credit card, you're just
right.
putting charges on it constantly, and it's taking away this amount of money, and you kind of don't really feel it. You see yeah. a digital number, but you don't really...
You don't fully, like...
grasp what you're spending.
Yes, yeah. Because instead of having $100 in your wallet and saying... okay, I went to the gas station today for breakfast. I bought a gas station burrito. Yes. I bought an energy drink or a coffee or whatever you
buy. But you swipe a card and that's it.
Right. Instead of taking like a $20 bill and saying, okay, you know, your total is $13 and semi-cents.
Here's 15. Here's 10 and a 5.
Here's a 20 or here's a 15 and then yeah. you get like $5 back.
Right.
Instead, you're like, oh, it's 15 away. Swipe. Blah, blah, blah. Have a good day. I don't need my receipt. And then you look at your bank account later and you're like, shit, why did I spend so much?
Right.
And then you see like, oh, you went to Fast Track and spent $18. And you went to Walmart and spent $68. And you yes. went to...
And then at the end of the month, your credit card's like, hey, you owe this much money.
Well, not even your credit card. Just your fucking savings or your checking account that's linked to your debit card. Because you have that debit card.
I have a savings, a checking, and a credit card. So I like what I do is at the end of the month I pay my credit card with my saving or my checking.
Right.
And my savings is just what I'm saving. Which, so you know, so basically what you're doing is looking at your credit card and saying you're seeing how much is you've spent over the month and then you're going, "Oh shit, I need to pay that much." And you're like, "How did I spend that much?"
Should I have Domino's as my boost or Taco Bell as my boost?
What's cool is like if you set a boost, it's there for as long as you want, even if they change the boost. So like, but if they change the boost and remove Taco Bell and you still have it on, you still have the Taco Bell boost. But if you take it off and move it to
should
Domino's,
I just have this Taco Bell used for card, or
you could,
should I have this card just used for Taco Bell?
You could.
Or should I do Domino's? I get Domino's
probably more. You'd get Domino's more often,
especially for D&D.
yeah, I would say Domino's. So that means if you order Domino's with the Domino's app and you use that credit card number, you would get a dollar or whatever it is, 10%. Yeah. Every like, time, which is pretty fucking cool. And, you know, thinking of how many times that's once
boost.
A week. But the coffee one is there all the time.
Oh, you can only add one boost.
You have one at a time, but, like, the coffee one's consistent. Which right. is cool. That's why I just use it for Dunkin' and I get a dollar off every time because Dunkin's already too expensive.
Yeah,
they're like, "Hey, you want a large iced coffee? Here's $3.45." It's like, "Oh, really?" Because it's coffee, and I could have made this at home.
And 3/4 of it is ice.
Yeah,
an iced coffee. Right.
I've been making a lot of just brewing coffee here, just black coffee. Like, fuck it. Like, why? But, why are you gonna spend $3?
Back to what you're saying though about like the bank account thing. If you limited yourself, which that's where I ran into problems. There is
the key is to put X amount of money from your paycheck into your savings.
But like several
and not touch
right,
it.
Several years ago.
Not touching it is the hard part.
I didn't have that card, I have that plastic. I would say, okay, I need this and this and this, and I need to get groceries for the week, so I'd take out $200 or $300 from my bank account.
Yeah.
In cash, physical cash. Yeah. So you spend that or close to it, and you're like, okay, I have $50 left. I got to stop spending it. Where you have your paycheck card. And you have your card, yeah. and you're like, okay, $15, $20, okay. Or you're at the gas station at Stewart's. You fill up your tank, all right, $35, $40, $50. You swipe the card, you fill your tank.
$50? How much does it cost to fill your car? What are you driving?
To fill my truck, it's probably about $60, $65.
Oh, shit, yeah. That thing probably fucking shreds gas.
Right. Which, honestly, like, at last year, you know, you're at a bad time in your life. You want to do stuff to make yourself happy. So you externally make yourself happy. Oh, I'll buy this and I'll make myself happy.
Sure.
So, you know, you get a truck, it's a newer truck. You feel happy for a while, but then that goes away. And then you're like, shit, I have this truck payment and it's shit on gas. So I have this weekly gas payment.
What did you need a truck for? Did you need it for something specifically? Because a lot of people buy a truck because they need it for work or they need it to carry certain things. It's not like if you buy like a fucking Nissan Sentra,
right,
where it's good on gas. And
see, that's where I ran into problems. Is like I had a car that, you know, it was a later model. You know, it was about 12 years old, but it still ran and it still ran good.
Right.
But, you know, I was going through a tough time in my life, and I'm like, well, I want to cheer myself up. I got money in my bank. I'll treat myself.
Right.
I buy a truck. And then what I really, you know, like, I don't have anything to do with this truck. Sure, it's winter around here, and you need a four-wheel drive, or you think
it helps. Yeah.
It helps. And you have good snow tires, whatever.
I mean, if you have decent snow tires, even if you're running a front-wheel drive fucking van.
You can at least, yeah.
Like a 1995.
Like a 1990, yeah.
Right, we're looking back. I would have just cut the 2004 Monte Carlo, would have put snow tires on it, and ran it through the winter and saved my money up. Yes. But instead, I'm like, well, I want something. You want that immediate satisfaction of like something to help you feel better about. Like
right,
that so, general circumstance. So you're like,
now, did you buy this or lease it?
Well, I financed it.
Okay,
and being a first time financer and not having a cosigner, not so I'm at a higher percentage as is.
Right,
so I'm paying way more than most people are for a brand new truck right now, for a slightly used truck, plus paying the extra gas bill and like,
mm-hmm.
and like, yeah, sure, it's a great truck. I love it. It's great in the wintertime. It's higher up. You don't have to worry about driving in the snow. You know, I end up buying a four-wheeler and a jet ski in the summer, so like I can tow that shit around if I want to.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, useful.
But at the same time, I'm looking at like, I didn't need that. I didn't need the jet ski. I need the four-wheeler.
Right.
You know, so you're like, shit.
Well, it's a splurge. I mean, if you want it, if you want it, you can afford it, then get it. But it sometimes turns into more of an expense than you thought it was initially going to be.
Exactly.
That's why I like, you know, Christian, he leases his vehicles and he gets a new car every, you know, couple of years. So he's getting a new car, which is relatively new as far as like the year.
Well, I was going to lease a car, but at the time I was working in Utica, so it exceeded the amount of miles I could use.
Yeah.
So then, you know, my only option was to finance. So at the time, I should have probably looked at it and said, well, you know, I'll wait. But, you know, you want that immediate satisfaction.
It's nice to know that you own your vehicle, too.
Right. So you're like,
well. It's just like what if you were to buy a home.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing. It's almost a personal satisfaction.
Right. Instead of renting, you're buying. Yes. You're paying a monthly payment to own.
You're also not dependent on like a landlord or something like that in an apartment building.
It's yours.
Which, I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I guess if I was to lease an apartment, I wouldn't care that much. It's just because I feel like as long as the landlord's okay, then whatever.
Yeah, like if it's my dad.
Right, but say you're spending $800 a month on an apartment.
Right.
You're never going to own that apartment.
Well, and a lot of apartments around here are $700, $800.
Right, but you're never going to own that apartment. No. So say you sign that year lease. You know, you figure 8 times 12 is, what, 8,800?
But the thing is, with an apartment, it's like, it is...
8 times 12?
8 times 12. So 10 times 8 is 8,000. Okay, so 9,600?
Yeah.
9,600.
Wait, 8 times... Oh, 88 times 12. Wait, no. What do you say? 800
times? 800 times 12.
Okay, you said 8 times
12. Welcome back to the Clear Shots Math Podcast.
I'm sorry, hear that, and I'm like... What?
Listen, 8 times 12 is what? 9,600.
8 times 12 is 96.
9,600. I know. I had a little brain.
With the 100.
I know.
I look at numbers all week.
I don't.
The numbers threw me off.
So I get a little fucked up. Right, I'm testing you over there with your taxes.
You are.
Well, $9,600. So yeah, there's almost $10,000 a year. So for your first year, there's $10,000. You could have saved up and put towards a down payment on a house,
yeah,
or something else. But instead, you're paying it to this landlord, to this house or property.
To me, comes down to needs, though. Like, it's like, well, if I'm living with Katie, if it's just us two, I'm fine with an apartment, a one bedroom apartment. That's all we need. Right. Needs.
No, you need a two. Not bedroom, wants.
Well,
two bedroom.
No, even.
But the thing the is,
one
like,
bedroom can be the studio.
But the thing is, yeah. Well, but the thing is, when you get to a point where you have kids and a family, then you want at least two bedrooms at the very least. Then you want a house.
Yeah, because like
you're not going to want to lease an apartment.
I've looked at lofts, even in Syracuse, and they're very nice. And honestly, these lofts that I've looked at, I worked in Syracuse, the city of Syracuse.
Yeah.
They have
you
instead of the village of Syracuse.
The village. No.
But you are
But say
when you report to work, do you report to Syracuse?
No.
Or do you go up to
Pulaski?
Okay.
But say I started working in Syracuse and it was 20 minutes away. These lofts honestly to me are better than as a single person buying a house.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of amenities to, like, you know.
It comes with, well, yeah, some of these come with certain things, like washer, dryer,
gym,
water. They come with
there's places electricity to eat right sometimes. There. Sometimes they, yeah.
Sometimes the electricity bill is even included with them.
Where it's, you know, and there's a community with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to meet people. You get to communicate. Yes. So there's, it depends what you want, I guess. Yeah. It comes down to what you want.
Right, and really, everyone wants to own their own house.
But I could see, you know, some of these lofts, I could see you living in them and being very happy, even paying the same price that you would pay for a mortgage.
I still think places up here are too expensive.
Yes.
As far as where we are, and, you know, it's not New York City. I mean, it's fucking expensive in New York City.
Well, I know someone that lives in Minetto. On the river, right. You know, across from the river, that pays $1,100 for a small, redone apartment, loft, whatever you want to call
like
it.
Like a split house.
Like which it's like a one-bedroom apartment loft that you could see the whole fucking apartment from whatever viewpoint you are at in the apartment for $1,100. That's $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
For living in Oswego, and you have to look out your window and see the fucking river.
Yeah. The idea, well, I mean, you got to live with someone who's also working.
Yeah.
Because you can't really, it's a lot to do that by yourself. Because, I mean, it was $900, I think, for where we were living or behind Jake's house, right? Was it $900 a month when we were there?
That house.
$1,200, I think.
It probably was back then.
I think it was $1,200 a month, and we had five people going in on that. So
yeah, but how many of you were on the lease?
So we were paying like $120. Well, on the lease, yeah, there was probably three people. Yeah. I think it was.
And at the end of it, only one of those people was still there.
I think that's yours. Is this mine?
No, it's not yours. It's taller.
No, that's a tall boy. Yeah.
Well, even like
see that would actually—that's actually a great house to live in, though.
It is that well, it has three bedrooms upstairs.
All the bedrooms are upstairs. The living room's decently sized. The kitchen is decently sized.
I mean, it's a house, so that's a good thing.
It's right next to Fitzhugh.
It's in I mean, it's also kind of far away from the neighbors. It's not really far away, but it's like farther away than most city houses.
You right, know? You're not fucking dead center, dead yeah, next.
You're on a corner, and the farthest. Place or the closest place is his house.
Well, it's like okay, literally. So I rent it
pretty much, yeah, literally because the garage is behind the house.
I rent it from when I went to Onondaga Community College.
Well, when you lived there, the garage that was part of that apartment was that your garage? No, it
wasn't. That was all it was toys for Todd. It had a bunch of toys.
Oh yeah, it still is. No, actually, my mom's Mustang and my dad's motorcycle.
I mean, there was no reason for us to need it anyway. I mean, there was you could park in the driveway, I believe, but I don't think there was any.
Right, it's not like you had to park in the garage.
Because there was no driveway. There was only the garage. Like you'd have to park in the driveway, but no one of us had vehicles really, so it didn't matter.
Did you just walk to Ponderosa?
Yeah, it was only
like a block, basically.
It's right down the fucking bridge.
Across that bridge. Yeah,
but like, so
I'd live in that house.
Yeah, where? Oh, how much was it?
I mean, the house was great. I mean, it's not like it was.
How much was it per person?
Like 120, maybe.
Right. So, like, when I went to OCC, I think I spent to start $720, $750.
Yeah,
that place at High Acres.
Plus,
for a one bedroom apartment that was outdated.
Yeah,
you walk in, and it was nice. I won't lie, as far as like being able to live on your own and shit. Whatever, fuck that.
Right,
$750. You walk in. There's your living quarter. There's your living room. There's a little space. There's your quarters. Little space for your fucking
captain's quarters.
There's your captain, but there's a little space to put like a little dining room table or whatever. There's a little area for your fucking, you know, you have your fridge, your dishwasher. There's your kitchen area. Outdated cupboards. Very cheap cupboards.
No Wi-Fi.
Well, that's another thing is you're also...
You have to pay for your own Wi-Fi.
That's the thing is you're also paying for Spectrum.
Right.
Which is probably $45 for just internet.
And your electricity.
Also, you're paying for like probably Netflix or Hulu or whatever. And also electricity. So you're paying for your National Grid bill.
Right. So you walk in. There's your living room.
Yep.
There's a little corner space for your dining table and stuff. And there's a little walk-in area for your kitchen. Then as you go further on, there's a closet that has like those cheap tin, you know, fold out doors, and then you have your bedroom straight ahead. Like
those fucking closet doors.
They're wicked cheap.
Yeah, those are great.
And then you have my bathroom.
Tin? Like tin?
Not really tin. Like almost, you know, like metal-y tin. Like it's not metal, but it's not tin. It's like in between. It's like aluminum.
Isn't tin a metal? I gotta look this up.
But
I thought you were talking about like the bathroom doors at my old house, my parents' old house.
But your bathroom there for me was like 1970s, like a off color yellow sink tub.
Yeah, you want the eggshell white. You know what I mean? You don't want the off white. You know, like
it's no, but it's like
talking about that?
Not even.
Talking about, I type in tin closet.
I'm thinking like the doors at my parents' old house,
like the fucking accordion doors.
Yeah, like the weird fucking shit. That house is still for sale, or it's not even for sale, but it's just sitting there. That'd be a cool house to record at.
That'd be
if we could use my old bedroom as the recording studio, and I would just have the back room as my bedroom.
Yeah, and then I could.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It has a basketball court and all that shit. The backyard's cool.
You could do an outside podcast.
Yeah. Clear Shots Outdoor Podcast. The Clear Shots Math Podcast. Featuring Vinny.
12 times 8 is what? Like 900?
Just give it a guess.
96.
12 times 8?
96.
96.
Hmm. I was never good at times tables. You know, it was funny because, there was a... I used to do, like, there was a thing in fifth grade where we would all do times tables and go as fast as we can, and whoever did it fastest got candy.
Yep.
So I was, like, rushing. I was trying
to your three times tables, but I was not good.
I was not good at math.
I was really good at the DOLs and spelling bees. The spelling tests?
I was good at spelling bees.
The DOLs.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They'd write a sentence on the board, and you have to fix the grammar.
Yep.
I was a genius.
Yeah. DOLs. Haven't heard that.
I was good at English. I was pretty good at English. It just wasn't math. Was just so. I hated math mostly because there was homework every night.
I was good at most things except for in high school when you got to trigonometry. Because I spent so much time getting tutored and stuff for geometry, and then trigonometry was like, yeah, you know all that shit you learned? All right.
See ya.
See ya.
Well, think of so much shit that you learn in high school.
You'll see one question of that in the final.
Right. But think of high school. Think of all the classes you took that have no fucking meaning to life now.
No, yeah.
Absolutely.
Dude, how many times have I had to figure out the value of X since I fucking left high school?
Right.
Literally zero times.
You're missing the point of the class, though.
Yeah, but no.
That's the point of the class.
But how many times did they teach you how to do taxes?
It was to teach you how to do comprehensive problem solving with steps.
Yeah, but that's not solving problems to me. Solving problems is real life situations.
Balance your checkbook.
Has nothing to do with
it. They don't teach you finances.
Even
the the personal finance class didn't teach you personal finance.
Like, I don't care about X plus 5 equals Y. You know, I don't give a shit.
Or like,
has nothing to do with that. Y equals Y minus 5.
Or even like some of the classes, like,
if X plus 5 equals Y, then Y equals negative 5.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, but what is, you would have to figure out the value of X, right?
X plus 5 equals Y.
X plus 5 equals... You'd have to have a value for one of those two letters.
Yeah, so...
Because otherwise you can't figure that out.
So that means that Y is negative 5.
No.
It's not.
Because you'd have to have the value of X or Y. You have to... In order to find the value of one of those characters, you would have
X,
to
XY
have...
would equal negative 5.
How about geology? Why do we even have to learn that?
Geology. Actually, I don't think you could solve.
You know, you
X
think
plus Y you equals 5.
No, that's not mean. You'd have to have the value of X or Y.
What the fuck was it? Primrose. I had Primrose for geology. Good teacher, but if you
no,
think
he was. I love Jason Primrose.
Great teacher,
but he was not a good teacher.
He was such a
dude.
Amazing.
We talked about this when Swamp was on the podcast. Swamp and I were getting like 50s and 40s in his class,
well, yeah.
So we had to stay there during Regents Week. You know
it's
what we
geometry.
Did?
Geometry.
Geology. Earth science.
Geology.
Yeah. You know what we did the entire time we were in Regents Week?
Into the rock.
We showed up, and he gave us a check mark for every day we showed up during Regents Week, and then we just sat there and watched YouTube videos.
I would have, too.
That is not a good teacher. I still don't remember anything from his class. I remember my cousin...
I learned a lot from YouTube videos.
Sedimentary rocks. That's all I know.
Igneous.
Igneous.
And metamorphic.
Metamorphic.
Sedimentary.
Sedimentary. Sedimentary.
I think that's it.
Geology.
No, that's not it.
Geometry.
That's
it.
Shit, I don't remember.
The metamorphic stage of a sedimorphic rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying exactly what's correct.
dude,
check minus. Like,
okay, I just typed it in a wolf mouth.
I'd give you a check.
I'll give you a check. For
X plus 5 equals Y. It's a line.
Yes, it would
the
be.
The real solution is Y equals X plus 5.
Y
which is X plus 5
plus
equals
Y. That's why, yeah, that's what I mean. You can't find out what X or Y is unless you have the value of one of those variables.
Yeah, but it's. I think what you would do is you would put it on a line. Because that's what they have.
Yes, it would be like a graph, like a one of those scientific calculator situations.
Yeah. The partial derivatives, I don't even understand what the fuck that means. But Wolfram Alpha is fucking great for that shit.
Yeah. You just got to be able to take screenshots of your math problems so they can show you the Common Core. I don't know what Common Core is, honestly. I think I looked at it once, but it was like... it basically like is a different way to explain what you're doing.
It's a more... like
there's more steps is what it is, which there was already enough steps, let's be honest. That's part of the thing. That was the whole thing with math, was like showing the amount of steps that you're showing the work that you went through. So like there's so many areas where you could get the problem wrong. Yeah, like if you didn't carry the right fucking number, if you didn't carry the one in the right spot, you were fucked.
Oh, yeah, but if you showed the work, you at least got half the credit.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you didn't show the
but
work,
you
got to
carry
got
the
fucked.
One. You got to carry the one. There was a lot of carrying the one.
I met someone in community college that almost flipped out on the teacher and, like, wanted to kill her because he didn't show his work, and she told him about it.
Well, yeah, all you have to do is put it in a calculator if you're not going to show the
and
work.
And I don't.
Right?
I think he got the problem right, but he didn't show the work. So
well, yeah, that's what I mean. You could just put it in a calculator.
Right, so he got credit off of it, and he flipped out. And she kicked him out of the class because he acted like an asshole.
Fair enough.
All right. But that's the thing. Like, if you know how to solve the problem, at least just write down the fucking way you solved it.
Did they get into the divorce?
The mutual separation.
Oh, they had a prenup.
Prenup. So I don't think,
yeah.
You know. It's a
but yeah, SpongeBob's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Mihoy, Mihoy.
You know, I don't even know when it was, like, because I stopped watching Nickelodeon and shit. Like, I kind of, like, I moved to, like, I started watching, like, Disney Channel and shit. And then I stopped watching TV. I stopped watching, like...
I stopped watching television a while
ago. I moved to, like, MTV when I saw a bunch of chicks, like, taking their shirts off on, like, Live. Spring Break or something like that.
Hey, Spring Break.
Yeah. That used to be a thing on
MTV. See, I watched Nickelodeon and stuff like that for a while, and then discovered Adult Swim in, like, 2003.
I remember there was a show where, like...
I discovered adulthood, and I'm like... Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a show where, like, some chick had to go behind a wall and, like, change her clothes and shit within X amount of time, and then she came back out and she didn't have her clothes on. And I was like, well, this is what I'm watching from now on. This is the channel. I think it was MTV. I think it was Spring Break.
MTV. It was a dating...
Parental Control.
No. It was a dating...
That show was amazing.
It was a dating TV show. And I can't remember... Next.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
There's a group of individuals. Yeah, they go on dates with every one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So they just go next, and then the next fucking bitch would come in. That was so dumb.
Same back and forth. So they'd have a hot girl on there, and they'd have five guys on the bus talking to each other, going and date the same girl. Mm. So the first guy went on. They went on a date.
Yeah, it was a bust.
Usually it was a bust. And then she's like, oh, I'm not feeling this guy. Next. So they'd get rid of him. Next guy would come on.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, all right, guys, I'm going to try my best.
Dude, if I was on that show, I'd just be like, next, next, next. I would just look like the boss. Like, I would just be like, none of you are good enough for me.
And there were
just be like, who was the starting left tackle for the 2010-2011 Packers Super Bowl?
There were some points.
How many yards did Greg Jennings have in 2009?
There are some points.
How many touchdowns did he score with a broken leg?
Come on. Like, realistically, though.
Come on. Let's go. I want to talk.
The guy would come on, and he would even get to, like, he would just smile, and she'd go, next, I don't like how he looks,
Have that middle Tom Cruise tooth.
Right. That was hilarious. Another guy comes on, and he's wearing a football jersey. She's like, oh, okay.
Nope,
next.
Not today.
That's such fucking weird shit show.
Do you remember Parental Control?
Yeah.
What was the show where they set up the two kids to date, and then they each had to... Man.
The parents
had, it's like watched an Indian the date. Yeah. The parents like had to Indian watch
wedding.
Their first date.
Oh, God.
That show was... I knew it was staged as soon as I started watching it, but I thought that shit was hilarious.
For sure.
What was the one staged. Where they would go? Room Raiders.
Room Raiders, yeah. You would just go into the other person's house, and, like, you'd base your opinion off of the person by what they had in their room.
I remember specifically.
Go into the person's room and just check out all their shit.
One episode, the guy, like, looked on her, like, her, something with her television. Yeah. She watched a bunch of shit on UFOs, and he was, like, creeped out by it.
That's the first thing I would do is turn on the TV and see what channel it's on.
Right, and it was a bunch of...
Because back then, it wasn't digital. Right. It was all just... You turn it on, it was an analog channel.
But
if that's on 53, I'm in.
Yeah. 53? What the fuck was 53?
The Yes Channel.
Yes, Woman's Television.
No, the Yes Channel was Yankee Entertainment.
Yankee Channel.
Yes, it is. Get the fuck out. It's still Channel 53.
No, it's not.
If it's on 34,
yes,
then you're good.
34. If it's on 50 or 51, you're golden.
50 is Nick. 50 was Cartoon Network.
No.
Or 51 was Cartoon Network. 50 was Comedy Central.
24 is ESPN.
Yeah.
25 is ESPN 2. 302 is ESPN News.
I can't believe I remember that shit.
I still watch TV, like, on cable. Analog? Not analog, but on Time Warner. It's the same channels.
Is it?
Yeah,
they're not digital channels?
Well, up until you get to the digital channels, yeah. The digital channels start at 300, I think.
Huh. Yeah, that's weird.
If it's on channel
71 used to be Disney Channel.
Yep.
And then it's weird when you go to, like, fucking Orlando or something.
Dude, that was
And then
the
all the
worst.
Channels are different. Even when you go to, like, Philadelphia, it's like all the channels are different. And you're like, geez, what the fuck
how
is
the
going on?
I remember being
how is Comedy how you, Central Channel 17?
I remember watching, like, being a kid and being like, how do people watch TV if they don't know what channels they're
right.
watching?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good point. How is 17 Comedy Central right now?
17 is TBS.
Well, not out there.
Here it is. 20 is ABC Family. 18 is Animal Planet. 21 is FX.
Yeah.
Then you got 22 and 23 are CNN and... HSN?
I don't have a cable box, so I don't know any of this.
Spike is 26. Then you got CMT.
Spike was always 26.
27.
CMT is 27. Then you got MTV was 28. VH1 was 29.
28, yeah.
And then you had like the Lifetime and Lifetime and
Discovery
USA,
was 32.
A&E, Discovery.
What's funny is like this is only a lot like. It only matters to people who live here.
Yeah.
Right.
Because everyone else.
No, you know what I was.
Where do they like determine that though? Like what's the line where the channel changes?
Probably the broadcast station.
Is it statewide?
Or like countywide?
No, because channels are different in Buffalo.
Different parts of the state.
They're different in New York City.
See, what always killed me was TLC 49 because it started off as. Tending, loving, care, what the learning channel. It started off as the learning channel. So you had actual episodes of shit that mattered, and then you could learn from it. You had Pappy Drew It. You could learn as
Pappy
a child.
Pappy Drew It was the shit,
right? And then you start off like that, and then it goes from here to. It goes a little people,
TLC
big world.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, yeah. Honey Boo Boo. So it's like tending, love, and care. Or
well,
whatever
it turned
the fuck
into
it is now.
Like a small house.
Something about weddings. Something about
my 600-pound life.
Yeah. You know, right. Something about Jewish weddings and bar mitzvahs and fucking.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, though.
No, know. But you're not learning anything. Maybe
I mean,
you are.
You're learning about the bar mitzvahs.
I liked watching Boomerang. Boomerang's a good channel.
And they got rid of that. Cool. They got rid of that.
You know, thing about Boomerang was like it was like nowadays Boomerang would be like our shit. Basically, they kind of targeted a specific age, is what they did.
But then they started adding newer shows in,
yeah.
which was okay.
Which is what they needed to do though, theoretically, right? Because their target audience is getting older. So you need to target the audience that's at whatever.
I just wish Adult Swim had its own channel.
See, I could see them adding some newer shows in, at like you know, say like shows that were maybe 8 years old or something. But they start adding shit that was new in.
Yeah, to Boomerang. Yeah. Well, it turned into like Nicktoons basically.
Yeah, they added shit that wasn't even like relevant. It was like Boomerang, but here's a show that's brand new.
Because Nicktoons. Boomerang was Cartoon Network based, right? Pretty sure.
Yeah.
But so it was like Nicktoons Courage. Nicktoons was like almost like an ESPN 3.
It was all the
like 90s. Show,
the 90s yeah, off yeah. the cuff shows. Because like, that's where Invader Zim was.
It was like ESPN News where they had, like, they'd only have like the classics like SportsCenter and shit on.
Yeah. You should watch the Dan Le Batard show. That show is fucking fantastic.
I've only seen like Highly Questionable sometimes. Like
yeah,
on,
you gotta
TV.
Watch his show. It's on before you wake up. Though.
So
it's on from
like,
10
it's
to 1.
On it. Oh, it's on at like 3 p.m.
No, it's yeah, it's on. It starts at 10 in the morning.
Yeah. What, it's a TV show. I thought they just did Highly Questionable.
Mm-mm. It's a podcast.
Because it used to be Dan Le Batard is Highly Questionable.
That's still a thing. That's still a thing with his dad.
And now it's just Highly Questionable, though.
Yeah. But the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz is great. It's a podcast. It's on Google Podcasts, our affiliate.
They're all our affiliate.
Yeah,
so.
But it's also televised and aired for free on YouTube and ESPN.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't listen to enough sports podcasts. There's
well,
too
that's
many
the thing.
Fucking
no,
podcasts.
That's
now,
the thing
man.
Is that the Dan Le Batard one, like
saturated.
I said earlier,
it's saturated.
It's a sports show that isn't about sports.
Right.
Which sounds really stupid until you listen to it because it's fantastic.
Yeah. That's the trouble with doing what we're doing is like we're in a market that's blown up already.
But you got to give that market something that it hasn't seen.
We want to, you know. I feel like what we're doing is just talking to each other.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
That's the point, though.
Yeah. It's random. It's not specific.
But
to
it's also not targeted.
Right.
You see what I mean? Like, it's not
sport targeted. It's not.
Yes, it's not.
Politic
like,
targeted.
It's not focused on, like, business or.
It could be about
focused
anything.
On, yeah, it's not life. Focused on a specific audience.
It's like a life targeted.
It's almost like everybody has to listen to the first year They have to listen to the first 25 episodes.
What we're doing is talking to the people that are the same age as us.
That we also have, that we also are friends with, or at least live in our own hometown.
Right.
They can fuck off.
Which gives people,
yeah,
if they want,
you
to
know,
optionally.
Optionally, they can fuck off. Or they could tune in.
But this is the kind of podcast I like too, though. Is like, I like feeling like I'm in the room with someone,
right?
And listening in on their conversation, which is kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, except we're totally breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah. But you got to go meta sometimes, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's optional.
I don't know. I just, that's what I mean. Like a lot of the a lot of the podcasts I listen to are conversational. So it's just,
yeah, like the Sleepy Cabin podcast.
It's just an evolution of that.
We're just not screaming over each other.
Yeah, except for most of the time we are.
Only when Vinny's on.
Yeah.
12 times 8 is not 900.
No.
Maybe one day. But not today.
Yeah, one of these days it will be.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But not today.
So yeah, there's fake hate crimes. There's people getting hit by cars.
It's Harborfest. Let's talk about Harborfest.
No, we're done.
Harborfest.
We're done.
When the fuck is that?
That's a couple months.
That's fucking forever from now. Yeah. Right?
5 months.
Jeez. That's not very long, honestly. 5 months.
Oh, that'll go by like that.
That'll go by like, be over. Yeah,
let me know if I make it through tax season.
Yeah, me too. But
cheers
to that. Oh, God. Thanks, Trump. Great guy.
There we go.
That's tax season.
We didn't give him to Vinny's shots. First time on the podcast.
First and last.
First and foremost. If anyone hasn't went to Harborfest,
we should have Vinny on with Kenny.
Oh, yeah,
I won't be here
to talk to Kenny. I'll take Jake's spot.
Yeah, we'll just have Vinny and Kenny and then me.
No, not you.
And you don't talk.
You don't even be here. We'll just have you two.
Okay.
We'll have Vinny, Kenny, and Jesse.
No, Vinny, Kenny, and Sandy.
Yeah, we should start mixing it up. You know what I mean? We won't even be on here anymore.
All right, just guest appearances.
Yeah.
That's
like
it.
Like guests only.
Guests only episodes. Podcast.
But it doesn't air because they don't know how to do any of the computer camera stuff.
Yeah.
No, you guys come in beforehand and set it all up and then leave us in. You just sit outside that door and listen in.
Yeah.
And then you come in if it gets too hot.
It's a good idea.
I'll be the
camera operator.
Have you noticed, though, that we don't give each other clear shots on the show? I still think that the entire time...
It's not that clear.
No, I know, that's the thing, is it's not clear.
It's a little clear, but no, we would have to drink
vodka. Well, you gave me some clear shots
about
my math skills here. You know, my math skills are a little off tonight, but...
Yeah, they're clearly...
Clearly.
Math shots
they're
are
compromised.
Off.
You have compromised math skills.
But well, I fixed them on my own. You know, I carried the two.
I mean, we're not going to change our podcast to dark shots, because that's pretty much all we take is dark.
Shit shots is what it should be.
Yeah.
But you can't...
Well, I just think it's funny that you and I have... The show is called Clear Shots Podcast, and you and I have never taken clear shots on the podcast.
Maybe we should do it for episode 200.
When is episode
175.
I guess we'll do 100, right? We're only at 54 or something, right? I don't even know where we are.
Don't ask me, man. I don't do any of the work on the show.
I don't either. I just post it on the internet.
I just message random people and be like, hey.
Hey, you want to be on the show?
You want to talk in front of a microphone?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Well, what's funny is like you sort of like don't recognize you're on a microphone at a certain point, you know? Like,
no,
you have like this subconscious idea.
The booze in people.
Yeah, yeah. You have a subconscious like knowledge of like being on a microphone. You know that it's in front of you. You know you're supposed to talk into it.
Well, I think when you get to a point, people stop. I don't think we've ever had somebody on here that's uncomfortable. We definitely have.
Well,
people.
No, I think that's also because we've known these people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like even people like Zamaya, who I don't know that well. It's like they, you know, I feel like he was comfortable.
I mean, he
enough
used
to
do it. I think he still does his own podcast. Or
oh,
he
really?
Used to do his own podcast. Yeah,
but it's like you know.
But I've also known Zamaya for like 12 years, so
right.
You know, he showed up. I made a racist joke before the mic started. Then, bada bing, bada boom, we did 3.5 hours.
Yeah, no, it goes by fast too, and you know, it's like. I would like to think that the people who come in here are somewhat comfortable with what they're going to do, you know?
They fucking better be. They don't have a choice.
It's like when you walked in here, it's like, were you nervous about it?
No, but I kind of want to vape now.
Right. Yeah, you should be a vapor for sure.
You should be a vapor.
He was just,
Vape Nation.
He was just wondering, like, if we had set topics. And I think that's a thing that people do get cautious about. Is if
there's no set topic.
There's never a set
topic. No, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah, dude, it's a fucking...
It's clear.
I'm thinking when I think, like, oh, hey, Vinny's going to be on. It's like, I'm like, well, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
And then
we
end up talking about SpongeBob and
fucking SpongeBob and Jussie Smollett.
You don't think that's what you're going to talk about.
Right.
We watch him piss himself three times. Well, it's like, I think, really like, did. Especially with when it's just you and I on, we're getting really meta now. When it's just you and I on, it ends up being like, whatever the fuck for like an hour and a half, and then immediately guaranteed there's at least a half hour of just sports.
Of football and, yeah.
Primarily. Same with when Bill is on, or Pussy Slayers.
Pussy Slayers.
I listened to that whole episode the other night when I beat Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
I listened to that whole episode front to back. And beat it before the episode was over.
Dude, we got a Kickstarter idea right here.
Fuck it. Let's call it Pussy. Have you seen that clip?
I have not.
That's literally the funniest clip we've done. I have no problem saying that. That is the funniest thing that we've ever talked about. Because just coming up with that was just so absurd.
Got that? You adjusting that microphone correctly? Those are not omnidirectional, so it's not gonna work like that.
Can you hear me?
I might hear you. I can kind of hear you.
Yeah.
But
can you hear me better?
We made. Yeah, now it's better.
All right.
We made up shoes that are light up with
Bluetooth connection.
Yeah,
and when the battery when the battery dies, you can't walk in them anymore. They get heavy.
Light up shoes are very. They're very under.
They're underappreciated. They're really like it's a problem. It's honestly a problem in the United States.
Thank you. Like, Velcro shoes.
Yeah. Come on. Why are we talking about?
It's a convenience factor.
Why are we talking about Boeheim and Jussie when fucking when
Velcro
light up shoes are
light
not
up
a thing.
Shoes? You could fucking slip them on. It saves you time in your morning commute.
They're gonna be slip-ons. Oh my god, we didn't even say that. They're not even. They could be slip-ons. They don't.
Right. I thought they were Velcro,
but they slip on and you are fucking Velcro. It's kind of the same.
Velcro's, thing. Yeah, it's Velcro, similar. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do you guys remember Skechers Z-strap shoes?
Yes.
Z-strap. Did you ever have a pair of those?
No.
That sounds futuristic.
I got made fun of for those.
Have you ever heard of Heelys? Because my.
Yeah,
I know
I was
going to
get Heelys. I was going to buy Heelys.
Did, but then people got made fun of them for them, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay out of that group.
I was going to buy the Heelys that have the light-up soles, because that's
Heelys.
I think this is the commercial. It's got to be.
God is Heelys.
The
Tangler is back. Yep.
It's fast. Locks on and stays on. Really? Cool shoes, you can kiss laces bye, laces. Yeah, if you die that year.
Dude, I got made fun of relentlessly in sixth grade for those shoes. Yeah, I got those shoes for sixth grade. I wore them until October.
See, I got made fun of for shoes when I wore Fat Farms.
Fat Farm
shoes.
Oh, shit, I remember those. Yeah.
And I thought they were cool.
Those were gangster shoes.
Right, I thought they were cool. And I was in sixth grade, and I'm like, these are awesome. I went to Fast Track, or Finish Line. I'm sorry, not fucking Fast Track. I went to Finish Line, got some Fat Farm shoes.
Right, naturally.
Thought they were cool. Got made fun of instantly.
See, I was in the skateboard, like, realm. So, like, I could buy any skate shoes and be fine with what I was wearing, like, as far as kicks.
See, you know? I was like that, I was that poser.
What the fuck is this? Have you ever seen, Run's House? Was that on MTV? Run's House?
Dude, do not ask me, but I don't know.
MTV. You don't know anything about Run's House?
Dude, the only show I watched on MTV was Parental Control until my dad told me to stop watching it because they played strip putt-putt golf.
Well, Rev Run had a TV show, like a reality show, and it was called Run's House, and it was on MTV. That was like basically when I stopped watching MTV because it was Run's House.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. The early episodes.
Yeah. No, it wasn't great.
Or Keep Running with Gotties.
And when they stopped doing... Was it Punked on MTV?
With Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was when it was good.
That's pretty fucked up.
I liked Punked. It was fun.
I don't know. Ashton got really into it.
Yeah.
He really did.
You know what's good is Impractical Shaq. Jokers. Have you seen Impractical
Dude,
Jokers?
Dude, that show is phenomenal.
That
show
really
That
good.
Is one of the most consistent shows on
Murr.
TV.
Yeah.
Murr is my favorite. Murr is awesome.
I like the one that looks like a bug from Men in Black.
Probably Murr.
Maybe. Let me look. It might be Murr.
Is he kind of bald?
Yeah, he's got the weird bug eyes.
Yeah, from Men in Black. It's definitely Murr.
They're all pretty good at what they do. That's the thing.
Murr is awesome.
But they're original enough to where, like, the pranks are, like, still good. Because, like,
yeah,
you've seen so many.
Yeah.
That guy.
Like, I wish he was my cousin.
Yeah.
He'd be great.
Yeah, no, he's good at because he'll go
he's
through
He's awkward
with
as
it.
Fuck.
He'll go through with whatever. Through he, yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll pull it the fuck off.
If
you
I
know
can meet
Murr.
Who
he reminds me of is that dude from Stacey Whitesweet. What's his name? I just played Halo 3 with him like last week.
Man.
Fuck. Why can't I remember his name? Sorry, dude. But
Murr.
I fucking
was it
played
Dank Derp Lord.
Dangus Derp Lord, yeah.
Dangus. Trangus.
But he does remind me of that guy for sure. The thing is, like, those guys are like so good at like going through with these crazy fucking jokes, and they're almost always embarrassing.
I love the one that we watched.
They're always terrible.
Who is it? What band is it that does that with their microphone? There's a band that does that always. There's a fucking band that does that, and it pisses me off. And it always, their microphone's always up way too high, and it's pointed down. Like, it's so goddamn annoying.
Can you still hear me?
I don't even care about the topic we're talking about right now. Like, that was, I can hear you fine.
Good.
But it's a matter of,
oh, this pisses
you
off.
Definitely a band that does that.
Disturbed.
You know, there's a band called Deaf Heaven that did it. They played with Between the Buried and Me and the Kindred in Syracuse one time. But
Shinedown.
Shinedown does it. Yes. Dude, it's so fucking annoying.
I literally looked up.
Looking through the barrel of a 45.
I looked
in the microphone. Band that points the microphone down.
No, even worse, they have it hanging.
Yes.
They have it hanging.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah. Those are cool, though. I kind of like those old school announcer, like.
Right. Like the metal.
Like
almost
in, like in a boxing ring
yeah.
where they grab them and just
yeah.
pull them.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
But this,
not when you have this. And
not when
like
this and you're like, stop.
That's less cool.
This is awesome.
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry.
I
do you want me to put my microphone down?
Bruce Buffer is the shit, let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be more like Bruce Buffer. Yeah. I never will be. But are you gonna do your microphone like that now?
Yeah, we all have to do it like
we
that
all have now. To do it like you know, we have to put it up a little higher.
Yeah.
Point it down drastically.
Somewhat downwards.
Somewhat downwards.
Bruce Buffer has been around for a long time, right?
Well, yeah, Bruce Buffer, and he had his brother, cousin that's
Michael.
Michael Buffer. That's a boxing announcer. Yeah. That's legendary.
They're stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers.
Are
but
they stepbrothers?
Either stepbrothers or half-brothers, yeah.
But yeah, they still have
a similar voice quality.
Voices for that announcing.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got to think.
Okay, here's a UFC question. All three of us are UFC fans,
sure.
right? Okay.
Used to be.
I don't like it that much.
It's alright.
Question: if let's say you were woken up by like a guy
Joe Rogan.
No, like the genie, right? The genie appears
like Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Genie.
The genie. No, Robin Williams.
Okay.
Oh,
so I'm
dead. Real genie.
Real genie.
The genie appeared, right? right now after the cameras are off.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. And he goes, I will grant each of you the fighting skills of any UFC fighter ever.
Yeah. Right.
Of Who any. Would you pick? Of you have their skills. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can only pick one fighter?
Yeah.
Shane Carwin.
I'm taking Brock Lesnar. Now, you're saying, like, you just the skills, though, not body type.
Because
if I have Brock Lesnar's body, I'm also taking Brock Lesnar. Because Brock Lesnar's going to take...
Let's say...
Brock Lesnar should have been stopped in that Shane Carwin fight.
Let's say we each get... We get their body type.
That first round, he should have been fucking stopped.
We get their body type and the skill. We could pick each.
All right.
Oh, the one where he had the arm triangle?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you look back on that first round...
Carwin had the arm triangle in the first round, right?
He was up against the cage beating the fuck out of Brock Lesnar's face. And I've seen less...
I've seen less of
a beating be stopped.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's because of it was Brock Lesnar a championship fight.
The era? Yeah.
But well, it was a championship fight. That's
he
part
stopped.
Of the
he didn't stop it, but I've seen less.
We're not already an hour into the third part.
We're
are
easily
we?
An hour in.
Really? No.
If I could have any fight skills, I would pick GSP. He's an amazing wrestler.
He has good stand up.
He works.
Oh no! I wouldn't
good.
Say holy shit to GSP. I was saying holy shit.
No.
To...
I'm saying he has good stand up. He has
Saint Pierre. Honestly,
he has a good. He can keep his reach.
If GSP and John Jones were fighting at the same weight class, who would win?
At the same weight class, I think GSP would win because I think he has better wrestling techniques than John Jones does.
I think John Jones. Yes, I think George Saint Pierre would neutralize.
Right. I think he'd be able to get him to the ground.
In their prime.
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say because St. Pierre has not really been denied by that many people as far as takedowns go. He can take a lot of people down. And I think John Jones is no different. And especially as long as he is, I think Jones...
The fact that Jones has only ever been taken down by Cormier.
Yeah.
And it was only once.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. John Jones is a fucking monster.
Yeah, he's. Like, very, I mean, he's a unique specimen.
I'm not gonna lie. John Jones
he's long.
Is my favorite.
And when you're long, you can Cold sprawl down. Pretty well. So that's a little negative towards George St. Pierre.
Yeah,
but yeah, going back,
if he can land a double leg, it's
if you can make the perfect UFC fighter, what would you do? Would you just take like Brock's body and then like GSP's or John Jones's technique?
You want as far as
I
want to
say Brock's body.
I like Brock as far as, like, he's such a good wrestler, dude. Like, I get it. St. Pierre's probably a better wrestler.
His wrestler makes up for his ground and pound for his striking.
But what about...
But Lesnar is a good wrestler because he is such a monster as far as aggressiveness and pure strength.
Oh, he's just a fucking...
He's made of durable chins.
He is a... Like, there's no other way to put it. He's a fucking beast.
Anyone that took those punches that he took from Carwin would have been out cold.
Yeah.
He should have been stopped, I think.
And that's the thing with St. Pierre is, like, if he takes somebody down, that's a wrap. That's
right.
It.
He's going to be on the ground that whole time.
The whole round.
If he's submitted.
He has to make it through the round. When you get taken down by St. Pierre, you have to make it through the fucking round.
In that next round, you're probably going
to
get taken down.
Then you have to hope you don't get taken down again. You have to knock him out.
Koscheck, he worked the jab good.
Yeah, St. Pierre.
Koscheck did a good job.
St. Pierre has a crazy resume because he's only lost twice, and both people
he
lost to, not only did he win, but he fucking dominated those fights.
The thing with Josh Koscheck was that he was able to try and keep St. Pierre standing because he wanted to work that jab. Yeah. Like, the idea was to keep jabbing him so that he would stay away from that double leg takedown. Like, once he got taken down, then that was trouble.
Well, that's the thing. With Koscheck, he tried that game plan, got a swollen eye because George St. Pierre knew how to work the jab.
But St. Pierre is also a good striker.
Right.
Not great, but he's good enough to fucking, like, handle his own on the fucking
feet. He's still world class.
Yes.
Did you know that Bruce Buffer's a black belt in Tang Soo?
What exactly is Tang Soo?
It's a derivative of karate.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still...
I didn't know.
Well, it has grappling too, right? Does it have grappling?
Yeah, it's a derivative.
I'm pretty sure it's
imagine
like,
grappling.
It's like a karate judo sort of like
karate and hapkido. Yeah.
Does he announce himself?
I don't think so.
You know,
he would.
But anyway, if you had a prime bracket of UFC fighters, and let's just say they were all catchweight fights, the heavyweights would have an innate advantage. Like a prime Fedor or a prime Mirko.
A catchweight, you
mean? Or a prime... Yeah, I did say catchweight. Or a prime Kane would have an advantage against anybody lower than them.
I think Fedor would easily get beaten by John Jones.
It's objective. It's objective. I think it matters who it is.
Fedor would lose to John Jones.
I've seen him... I don't know.
Fedor would lose to John Jones.
Yeah.
Prime Fedor?
Even prime. Prime Fedor versus prime Jones... I think Jones is still lengthier. He's way lengthier.
But the thing is that Jones would have to fight at heavyweight.
I think to me it's like if Fedor is on his back, he'll be okay against John Jones.
I think the thing that Fedor would have to worry about is that Fedor is definitely gonna be at a disadvantage because of his reach.
I think if they're standing,
John Jones is going to pick him apart. But if John Jones ends up in his guard, you're in a little bit of trouble.
How?
But the thing is, you saw like Fedor in the guard of Fabricio Werdum and just get annihilated. But Werdum is one of the top jiu-jitsu guys ever. Fabrizio Werdum is a fucking savage jiu-jitsu guy.
He's a big guy. What is he, 6'4"?
If you're
right?
in his
He's
guard, 6'4". If you're in his guard, He's it's you guy. Might as well throw in the towel because it's a fucking ball game. And he was the first guy to submit fucking.
I mean, that's a thing. It's like to be in these people, like Fedor or like Werdum. I've went and did, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu with.
It's not easy.
With decent people. Like, yes. You know, like people white from Syracuse.
Belts. At least white belts.
At least, but they still are fucking
I've rolled with at least
phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they feel like a rock. You know,
it's really impressive when you feel when a guy's in your guard and they have as much control as you. Like, you don't expect it. You really don't expect it.
And it's a different class. It's like they feel like they're indestructible. Like they're a whole different.
It's technique, though.
Right.
It's all technique.
And I've even done that and grappling with girls.
Yes.
And they're like, it's like holy fuck. These guys are tough.
You could be stronger than them.
Right.
But they have a technique, and they also know these pathways between. This, like, I'm in the guard. This is where my hand needs to go. This is where my leg needs to go. Like, right. They know these things. And because of that.
And it's not like a drill. It's like they just, it's second nature. So they do it so quick. You're like, holy fuck, what happened?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a pathway, like a fucking skill tree almost. Like, they know exactly. What? Like a path of exile?
By the time you're tapping out, you're like, holy shit, what happened? How'd I get in this position?
It's fast, yes. It is. And it's weird, too, because when you get caught in a submission, you almost think you can get out of it.
Right. Like, so you struggle, and you get a rear naked choke that's in there deep.
At a certain point, you're like, well.
But for like that first beginning, you're like, I can get out of this. Then you're like, shit, I'm going to pass out if I don't tap.
No. Yeah, there's a spot. I mean, the professional fighters, they know that spot. Like, when they get caught, they know that they're,
that's it. Right, like Conor McGregor, even. Even when he was getting choked out by Khabib, he knew.
Yes.
He knew it was over. The fucking...
There's a spot where it's locked in, and the guy who's applying the submission is not going to let up.
Right.
Like, and they also tell you, what they tell you to do is, when you lock in a submission, don't push as hard as you can immediately. They tell you to gradually apply pressure.
Right, because if you try to go balls deep,
you're just
right
going
to
blow yourself out.
Yep. And then you're going to end up losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like
I'm out after this. I have to get home. It's almost 10 o'clock.
It is. I have to wake up and fucking.
We both have to be up early tomorrow.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, that's the bottom line. Is like there's guys that just know. You know, it's a battle of like styles, really.
Dream fight. If you could have any two fighters in their prime fight right now, for a pay per view.
Right now, it's Khabib and St. Pierre, and it's not going to happen.
I mean, if they were in their primes, I mean.
St. Pierre Silva.
That never happened.
No, it didn't.
That never happened.
It was going to happen. At one point, it didn't. The super fights don't happen.
Almost anybody with Silva.
Silva, like St. Pierre.
John Jones Silva?
Well, he...
Jones would win. Jones would fucking kill him.
You really... You think so?
Jones would... He look what just... Weidman did to him. Jones would fucking dismember him. Silva
just lost, too.
Jones would dismember him.
Yeah, but Silva's also like 55.
Jones and Silva... If Silva was in his prime, would be an amazing fight.
Mm.
Amazing.
You think Jones would run away with it, though?
No.
I think Jones would win. I think Jones
that's
would win.
That's a back and forth. Right. That's a back and forth striking battle. That's a 5-round decision, dude. Easily. They're striking each other for fucking five
rounds.
But
Jones, Silva now, Jones would dismember the motherfucker.
Oh, he, yeah. Easily. Now, dude, right now, Silva just lost to a guy that's not even...
Did he?
Yeah,
think about all the picograms. He just lost to a guy in
like one of his first. It was like one of his first fights, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah.
Think about all the picograms that John Jones has in him.
Well, think about all the ones that Silva had in him too.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And everybody from back then.
Well, I mean, it sucks.
You think Chuck Liddell was lost to time, though? Do you think Chuck Liddell, if he was in his prime, he definitely wouldn't be as like a gatekeeper kind of, right?
He wouldn't beat John Jones
if he were to start now. Yes.
Do you think? If Chuck Liddell was in his prime and he fought Gustafson. If Gustafson Chuck Liddell would beat Chuck
in
Liddell.
His prime right now, you mean?
If Chuck Liddell was in his prime, would he lose to Gustafson?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
Yes.
So he'd obviously lose to Cormier.
Yes.
Yes.
I think
Chuck Liddell is a guy who was put into the UFC in a time where
the time period he was put in was perfect for him and his fighting style.
You were able to it was a hard nosed fucking fighting league.
Slugfest.
Yeah.
It was a light heavyweight.
It was more of like a street fighting technique back then.
They were just gonna throw. Like the guys who were winning fights were guys like Rampage Jackson, Lyoto Machida, Chuck Liddell,
The Nog brothers.
Yeah. Anybody who was just throwing, like Crow Cop, fucking, I don't know.
I think Crow Cop's a step above all those guys, though.
Yeah, it was different also because he was throwing legs instead.
So Anderson Silva lost to someone that was 6'4".
But there was a time,
but it was one of his first ever.
He's UFC won five. Team. He's lost one.
I think Shogun was the guy who took the gate, who took the bridge, and said, "Hey, I can do all of this."
Or no, yeah. He's
like Shogun was like, "I'm a good striker, but I can do
jiu-jitsu, everything do else. Wrestling."
This guy, it was the second UFC fight. He's won 16 times. He's lost 0.
Yeah,
he's knocked out 13. He's won by decision 3 times.
It's like towards the end of Pride.
That's the guy that beat Silva.
Yeah.
Right. Towards the end of Pride is when you started to see things.
What's his name?
Israel
Adesanya.
Adesanya.
Yeah.
So he's won 16 times, including Anderson Silva.
That was a great fight because,
honestly,
I was reading about how Israel was, when he was younger, he actually went to one of Silva's camps. And then as soon as he got big in MMA, Silva actually went to one of his fights because he remembered him from one of his camps. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, his first ever main event fight is against his fucking idol. Get out of here.
Well,
that movie.
He's also got a kickboxing record of 75 wins and 5 losses.
No, that's he's disgusting. A savage. He's a
that's
savage.
That's disgusting.
He's a
so kickboxing's fucked.
And he's 6'4".
Kickboxing, you fight like every week.
He lost his last 2, but... He's literally unbeaten in his professional mixed martial arts record. Yeah,
no, he's...
And honestly, Anderson Silva... Honestly, Silva to even just win by... or lose by decision...
Yeah.
Is still good because this guy...
Again, he's fighting in like 2 months.
This guy literally has beaten and knocked out every opponent but 3 of them, including Anderson.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like you get... There was such a weird spot in Pride where, like, you know, you had, like, guys that were, like, Overeem and shit that were just knocking dudes out. And then at a certain point, it turned into... It turned into mixed martial arts. It wasn't that before, I don't think. I think it was a striking game.
Yeah, I think of Overeem, too. He was in trouble for doing shit he shouldn't have.
Yeah. There was just a crazy evolution.
So, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after is... John Jones versus Anthony Smith plus Woodley Usman and also Robbie Lawler, Ben Askren.
Mm.
So we're watching that here, by the way.
Definitely.
Woodley wins. Lawler wins.
And Jones
wins.
You think Lawler will beat Ben Askren? I think that's going to be the biggest toss.
It's
going
to be rough because if Askren gets him to the ground, it's going to be like a GSP type situation. If Askren gets him to the ground, it's going to be okay. It's going to be over probably.
Oh, and Garbrandt is fighting too. He's fighting Pedro Munhoz.
That's going to be a toss up.
And Tasha Torres is fighting Wiley Zhang. So that's going to be the best card.
It's a good card.
I would spend the money, but I would go out of my way just to watch Tyron Woodley fight.
Yeah, it's easier to watch it for
Tyron Woodley and John Jones.
It's easier when it's
and free. Robbie Lawler and Ben Askren and Kamaru Usman. Who the fuck is Anthony Smith though? Come on, who the fuck is that guy? I never heard of him really until they booked this fight with John Jones.
I think I have. He just has a very generic.
Who's John Jones fighting next?
Anthony Smith.
Who's Anthony Smith? Right, exactly.
He needs a comeback fight.
Let's be honest. He just beat Gustafson.
He needs another comeback.
Easily fight. Beat Gustafson.
Yeah,
I just his only match that really showed.
Who's
any...
in the division that he needs to beat? Really,
no though? One.
Anthony Smith, apparently.
Well, Anthony Smith is on the comp too, though.
John Jones is just a freak. John Jones' worst enemy ever is himself.
Yeah.
No, it's literally is himself.
Okay, so he's won 3 in a row. He beat Rashad Evans, then he beat Mauricio Hua, and then he beat Volkanovski.
Which means nothing.
But he won all 3 of those fights within 5 months. That's fucking crazy. I mean, and they were all
still
fucking...
Shogun.
It's still Rashad who's way past...
But they were all... not decisions.
Knockouts?
No, he had TKO. two knockouts and a submission.
Yeah.
And he... I mean, Ozdemir is phenomenal.
Anthony Smith. Let's look at what's his stats.
I have him pulled up right now.
Okay, how tall is he? What's his reach? Is this the guy that tried to talk shit?
He's 6'4".
Okay, is this the guy that tried to talk shit about him?
Yeah.
He's going to get annihilated. It's over. Annihilated.
Ball game.
I bet you Anthony Smith couldn't beat Gustafson. Gustafson would be the GOAT if
probably not.
Cormier and John Jones didn't exist.
Well, Gus is in that weird spot too.
While we're on UFC here, let's talk about Cerrone and McGregor. Honestly, to me, I think Cerrone is still hungrier than McGregor, and I think he's a more brutal fighter.
I think Cerrone comes out hot, but like I don't know. Man.
I think Conor is the underdog on that one.
I think so.
For sure.
Slightly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe not. Maybe. Well, no.
Well, think about it.
I think Cerrone
Cerrone's what, 6 foot?
Is like 49%, and then you got Conor at 51%. Like, that's what it's going to be, because the idea is to get Conor a fight that's like winnable.
But
that's the idea of the fight.
To me, okay, Cerrone is a tough, tough individual to knock out.
Sure he is.
And McGregor, really, if he's going to win a fight...
Cerrone is on the fucking uptick, too. Like, what
right.
is him?
He's on a winning streak.
Dude, he's all about it right now. I don't know what his deal
he's
is.
He's on a hot streak. And really, if you look at McGregor's on a losing streak,
yeah.
The only way he really wins is when he knocks
someone
out. Two-fight
losing streak.
Cerrone only has a two-fight win streak, so.
Yeah, but you think of, like, McGregor fights, like, what, once a year right now? You know, he fought Floyd. And then another year later, he fights... Khabib and loses again. I know the Floyd fight shouldn't really be looked at as a win or loss.
It was a marketing stunt and it worked.
Right. But on the other hand, McGregor really didn't defend his titles. He won it and went to something else.
Yeah.
Then tried to take it back and lost. So for him to go against Cerrone,
It's going to be for sure it's going to be fucking interesting.
What has Cerrone done that makes you think he could take on McGregor?
He's a lengthier opponent. He's basically like a Nate Diaz.
Cerrone is just a goddamn monster, and he's a cardio machine, and he also fucking moves.
Right.
A lot.
He's a bigger opponent. And I mean, like, Nate Diaz has shown trouble for Conor McGregor.
Right.
He's beat Nate Diaz, but can he beat Cerrone?
I guess we'll see, right?
I'm not going to buy proper 12 for that.
We'll have you on after the fight.
I'm not going to buy a fucking bottle of proper 12 for that.
No, because no one's ever buying that ever again.
No. I'll buy some Guinness, but...
All right, that's it.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for being here, man. It was fun. Hey, it's always fun.
It's a pleasure. It's always a good time on here.
Yeah. And he says on his first time being on here.
And you know, I can't wait to be back.
Well, you probably will be.
2 weeks. Well, yeah. I really can have
companion, the three of us and Bill. Yeah, flight companion. Oh, we can do live video now, so let's do it.
Yeah, I'd love to I'll phone in.
Yeah, call in, you know.
I'll call in.
Send us an email.
Huh? Yeah, I got you.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.